Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now in lesson number 34, which is the book of Micah. And the objectives are that upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Micah. You're going to be able to identify to whom the book of Micah was written. You're going to be able to state the purpose for the book of Micah, write the key verse of the book of Micah from memory, and state the life and ministry principle for the book of Micah. The author was Micah, and it was written to Israel and Judah. And the purpose was that it was a call of repentance to avoid judgment. Your key verse is going to be found in chapter 6, verse 8. And the life and ministry principle are that God judges the oppressors of his people, and our main character is Micah. And now for the outline. Roman number one, we have the introduction. That starts in chapter one. And then Roman number two, we have the general prophecy of judgment. That's chapter one, verse two. Point number A, we have judgment against Samaria. We have number one, the announcement of judgment. And two, the destruction of Samaria. Then point number B, we have the judgment against Judah. Those were all in chapter number one. And now we're going to go into chapter number two with the judgment upon oppressors. Point number one, the arrogance and violence of nobles, also chapter two. And the false prophets who would silence the true prophets, also in chapter two. And then D, the mercy upon a remnant, also chapter number two. In Roman number three, we have the establishment of the Messianic kingdom, and that's chapter three, starting at verse one. And then point A, we have the judgment on wicked rulers, false prophets, and nations. And then point number one, we have the sins of the evil civil rulers. Two, the sins of the false prophets. And three, rulers, prophets, and priests. These were all in chapter number three. And in point B, we go now into chapter number four. And that is dealing with the character of the kingdom. In point number C, setting up the kingdom. In point number one, we have restoration of the former dominion. And point number two, into Babylon before restoration. And three, the deliverance of Zion and the destruction of the enemy. So those are all chapter four. In point number D, we go on to chapter five, which is the first advent and rejection of the king. And that starts in chapter 5, verse 1. E, we have the interval between the king's rejection and return. And then in F, we have the events upon his return. And that's in chapter 5, starting at verse 4. And the points are that number one, he will provide food for the flock. Two, he will be peace of his people. Three, he will provide power to his people. And then subpoints A, the remnant as dew. B, the remnant as a lion. And C, the remnant triumphant. Those were all in chapter 5. Then we go on to chapter 6. We have the Lord's problem with his people and his final mercy. That starts in chapter 6, verse 1. Point number A, the people's ingratitude and wickedness, chapter 6, verse 1. Point number 1, ingratitude for blessings, chapter 6, verse 1. 2, the righteous conduct is God's requirement, not outward sacrifice. And three, God's threat of judgment. So these were all in chapter 6. For point number B, we go on to chapter number 7. And we have the prophet's intercession starting at chapter 7, verse 7. Point number 1, we have the confession of the nation's guilt. 2, the confession of faith. 3, the prayer for renewal of grace. 4, the Lord's answer. And 5, the doxology. And these were all in chapter number 7. That's it for this lesson. Go on to your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.